Some guys been emailing me, and some guys from the Chevra here, Baruch Hashem. So we're up to, we figure out we're up to Hakdama Chav Gimel. So that's with a preface. I thought we're up to Hakdama Chav Dalet. I am not prepared for Chav Gimel, but I'm happy to jump in together. We'll dive in the Yef Chav Bey. So Ezra's behind one. Yeah, I think you may have missed the last one. But let's do Hakdama Chav Gimel today together. It's, again, Sipsei Chayin Hakdama L'Sifrei Chasidus. So we're beginning a chapter about Shem Hashem, Shem Havaya. And he begins by saying, reading just the text here, that Shem Ha'ikr Shel HaBori Yisbarach Hu HaShem Havaya. The Ikr name, as we know, if you were to ask any child what's the main name of Hashem, they'll all tell you it's Yudke Vavke. HaMor Al Achduso Yisbarach Shu Haya Hoveb Hiya. Right? When you say the Havaya, it's always thinking of Hashem was, Hashem is, and Hashem will be. Umahavek kol ha'olamos, and he's constantly creating. He's putting all the worlds into existence. V'ushema chesed v'arachmim. It's a name that engenders mercy, engenders love and kindness. Shepshuto ola b'gamatria chavav. Gamatria of havaya is a chavav. It's very important to be familiar with that. It's 26. It's very important halacha as well. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch when a person says Hashem's name. Yudkei Vavkei, you should think of that ability of Hashem to that he's Haya Hove V'hiya. When you think of Elokeinu, it should be Hashem has the Kocho, he's Bal Kocho. So it's very important, Halach L'mais as well, how to concentrate when saying the Shemos Hashem. And he says further, again, I'm not going to be able to, I'll try to look quickly at the sides as we go ahead, if I'll catch something without pausing too much. Continuing in the text now, Amnam, Kevin Shashem Havaya Hu Etzim V'Shorash Ha'or, since the name Havaya is the real source of all the light, all the energy that exists, Oro Sosum V'Nelam B'Socha. The light is hidden within the shame of Havaya. Ve'na Tachtonim Yicholon Lehe Ahanos Me'oro Migodol Biruso. I don't know if we discussed this, I don't know if Sipsei Chayin discussed this or in other Sfarim certainly discussed this, but the reason why the world was created, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is we call him like a sun. He's not obviously the sun. That's Avodah Zarah. But just like we can't handle the heat of the sun, the energy, the light of the sun has to go through many, many filters and layers and films for us to appreciate it without getting burned from it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world where he's mitzamtzim himself. He hid all the light and the energy whereby we're able to exist. Otherwise, we couldn't exist if everything was wide open like the sun. So all that light, all that energy, all the existence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. And therefore, we can't be nehenah. We can't get hana from that light because it's hidden. Lachain, kishu b'nei Yisrael misnagin b'kishur. When we're following the kashur, we're following b'yashrus mispashet ha'or l'toch osios hamilui. So the light, the energy of havaya, it spreads itself to all the letters. Umeirim. Now milui, we've discussed in the past. Milui is yud kei vav kei is the shem Hashem. Milui is when you write each letter out fully. So yud is really yud vav dalid. Vav is, hey is hey, aleph, there are a few ways to spell hey, a few ways to spell vav. But milui is when you take each letter of the word and you spell the whole letter out. I'll actually tell you a cool thing on this week's Parsha, speaking about milui, just to appreciate it. The Moshe Rabbeinu was told this week's Parsha to remove the mayim, remove the water from the selah, from the rock. So he, instead of speaking to the rock, he hit the rock. Kunas Bris Olam writes, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Katz, he writes in his Sefer, Talmud of the Magen Mezrich, he says that if you take, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock twice. So if you spell the letter out, Samech Lamin Ayin, in Miloy, Samech is Samech Mem, Chaf, and Lamin is Lamin Mem Dalad, and then Ayin is Ayin Yud Nun. You remove the outer letters of both. So Samech, you take the Samech out and the Chaf out, you're left with the middle Mem. You take the Lamin out, and the dot at the end, you left with the mem in the middle. And then the ayin at the end, you remove the ayin and the nun, you left with the yud. Inside the letters of selah is the word mayim in the milah. If you write the milahs out, the hidden letters inside is mayim. So he was trying to extract the mayim that was hidden within. And the gematria mayim is 90, which is the gematria of a tzadi. Tzadi is a 90, which is a tzadik. Telling every single person has a hidden tzadik, has a hidden mayim within them. That was the lesson. The problem is that Moshe hid the rock, he should have spoken to the rock. So either way, that's what a milui is. Every Shem Hashem, Yudke Vavke, the energy, the or the light was really immersed in the milui of the letters. So Yud Hei Vavke, but spelled out. Umeirin gam haosios shemiftan behem haos. And then the lights begin to light up and to emphasize. Me'os yud, nasa yud. Like we just said, the letter yud is really spelled out yud vav dalet. V'chein kulam, all of them are like this. Val yidei zeh, mismat, mistamtzim, ha'or, v'yeshechos la'tachtorim l'kabol. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, you know, or if there, you know, we can't handle a light, but if it's put into a kli, we can handle a kli. We can handle a shot of schnapps, we can handle, but the whole bottle, I can't hold it. The whole bottle is too much for me, at least. Maybe for you guys, but I can't have a whole bottle. I can barely have a shot glass. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his light, and he puts it into the letters where we could absorb that. We could handle a little letter. That much we could handle. So that's what he did. It was a way to be, you know, metamtim himself in the light. V'lachein, tevas miloy ola kiminyan shem elokim shehudin. Therefore, when you write the word out completely, it's the shame of Elohim, which is the gematria of Hateva as well. The gematria of Elohim, just to read it out, is Aleph Lam is 31, plus 5 is 36, plus 10 is 37, plus Mem is 77. So there are many ways to write out the shame Hashem, but one of the ways, if you write out Yud Kei Vav Kei B'Miloy, it turns up being Elohim. Why? Because Elohim is Din. And Yud Kei Vav Kei is Rachamim. Rachamim, when a person's a Baal Chesed, he's always giving. It's always expanding himself. When a person's din, a person's limited, he's restricted, he's reserved. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu limits himself, that's din. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed his light, his energy in the letters in a very limited way, that's called Elohim, it's din. The Rachamim is everything. The Chesed, the light is everything. But to put it into letters, that was a concept of din. Bereishis bara Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That can only be true if he's mitzamtzim himself. He created a din. He created everything very, very small. So that's why the miloy, which is limiting Hashem's name, his energy, ends up being the gematria of Elohim. V'az yoredu misgal ha'or la'shibia chayus v'shefa rav b'chol ha'olamos shilmata. And therefore, it was able to exist in the world without destroying the world of light because it was done in such a limited fashion. Now, just to be clear, because we've discussed this in the past as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not really limiting himself. He can't limit himself. He's infinite. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he covers himself. He hides himself. So even though we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, he's here. He's even in the bathroom, whatever that means. He's in the bathroom. It's less. It's more covered. Each place, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same everywhere. It's just how hidden is he? So that certain place in the world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very dark. Bavel was a very dark place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu existed there. You just couldn't feel it. Eretz Yisrael, it's more apparent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more exposed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. It's just how covered up he is. I wish I could do some of these the side things here. Give me a few seconds. Maybe I'll just glance it over quickly. Okay, fine. Okay, let's keep going then. So he says further in the text in the center, Vine, Ha'osios hevav me'ashem havaya. This is very important. This comes up, those who learn the Svarim a lot, those who want to understand Kavanos, of Shemos Hashem, and different mitzvahs. And so this is very, very important. This is a key piece here. Because the way you spell letters can be very different. Some letters, there's only one way to spell out. So Aleph, there's only one way to spell Aleph. Aleph, Lamed, Pe. Beis, there's only one way to spell Beis. Beis, Yud, Tav. Some letters, it depends. So he's going to explain to us that there are really three different ways to spell out Yud Kei Vav Kei in all the letters B'Miloy. Milo Yud, Hey, Vav, so Yud's always the same. Yud's always Yud Vav Dal. That's the same. But Hey Vav is one way. Hey Yud, spelled in parentheses, and Vav Yud Vav. Milo Aleph, when we say Milo Yud, by the way, that means when the letters that are can be interchanged, are we using those letters, a yud or an aleph? Meaning vav could be spelled vav yud vav, or vav aleph vav. So when we say milu yud, means we're using the yud as the, you know, as a space. If we're saying milu aleph, we mean the aleph is at the space. So milu yud means the hey spelled hey yud, not hey aleph, but hey yud, and the vav is spelled vav yud vav. The yud is what's in that place. Milu aleph, if it's aleph of milu, so then it's hey aleph and vav aleph. It's hey and vav spelled with aleph. And milui hey is using the hey as that space, as hey, and vav, which for the vav, there's no other replacement. So hey could be spelled in three different ways, either hey yud, or hey aleph, or hey. And vav could be spelled in three ways, vav yud vav, vav aleph vav, or vav just vav. Okay.
You can't like change them, like you can't do hey yud and
I believe, I don't know enough about it, but at least for these key ones, I don't know in general if you can. I'm not sure if you do milu aleph, you have to be consistent with the whole word. I don't know. I'm not sure. But certainly with these three, because they're going to have produced three different gematrias, and each of those gematrias are going to be a different shame of Hashem. We'll see that in just a second. I assume he's going to address this. Ume'elu hamiluim, these different miluim, yotzim arba shemos, hanodim, that we know, shame ayin beis, Sama Gimel, Mem Heim Ben, which means Ab, Sag, Ma, Ben, we call them. Alzeh Ofen. He's going to explain that each one, 72, 63, 45, and 52, are the different gematrias of depending how you spell the name. He's going to walk us through each of them. And these are very, very big things in terms of how they're used, in how to utilize the Shem Hashem. Now, no one should... Yeah.
So to get the Elohim, you probably do have to, because not...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true, correct. I was hoping on the side he'd actually walk us through it. As I quickly glanced, I did not see him walking through, but you're probably right. I think you have to be right. In order to get Elohim, it has to come out that way. Mix and match a little bit. So let's walk through these four different names of Hashem and what they each mean and represent. So here we go. Os Aleph, I hope you guys are still with me on Zoom as well. So Os Aleph, he says, Milui HaRishon, the first way to spell Hashem's name, of Yekevavke, is been Milui Yudin, using Yud as that space. Kazeh. That Yud He Vav He, spelling Yud Vav Dalad He Yud, Vav Yud Vav and He Yud. The Gematria is Misparo Ola Ein Beis. It totals 72. And I was like, I had a, someone called me last Friday he said he's been learning a lot of Gemara and Halacha in the past 18 years. He wanted to get a Hakdama to Chassidus. He knows I had a bit of a background also in Gemara and Halacha before entering into this world. So one of the things I always like to talk to people, also a couple weeks ago, I spoke to the Chicago Kollel about learning Chassidus, and I always tell them how I got involved in this world is because I saw in Halacha so many things that pointed in the direction of learning, not Chassidus per se, but learning a deeper world of Zohar and Arizal and Pnimius. So I'm a big fan of the Baal Turim because the Baal Turim has gematrias all the time on Chumash. But I even love it when he brings it in the Halacha, the Torah himself. He has these different types of things. So if you just take a look on the footnote, Ozvav, he says, Ola Ein Beis. Muva Batur, the Torah writes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Lechavein Ba'amiris U'Bechein, the word Bechein Tein Pachtcha V'domem, when you say the Bechein Tein Pachtcha in the Rosh Hashanah davening, Sheola Ein Beis. The word uvechein, Beis Achav Nun, not u, but just bechein, is a gematria 72. You should have in mind the shame of Hashem, Yud Kevavke, spelled with the yuds. Ki Hashem Havaya Misgalgel B'Tzerufei Ein Beis Umifarish B'Beis Yosef B'Prisha. So this is great. I love it when like the Torah and the Bach and Beis Yosef or the Prisha and Beis Yosef talk about the shame of Hashem. Like it's not made up. No, I don't think anyone can say this stuff is made up. It's not made up. The question is how much are you supposed to be learning it? That's only Shaila, but... he writes further, just finishing the footnote. Any time I think the word uvechein appears, uvechein is always a gematria of 72 and reference to this the Shem Hashem. No, domeim, any other time I think that uvechein is used. Yeah. I think so. Hashem ein beis, hanisman besidurim. You find this sometimes in a certain svarim, certain sidurim that have these names of Hashem. So Ani is a gematria 61. Vaho is a gematria 17. Get that right? 12, 17, 61, 70. It ends up being 72. 73, I think it ends up being 61. Plus 77. I'm off of the number here. 61, 72. There's an extra vav here. I don't know. Hanukkah Shem Shayim Beis, yeah? It's Aleph Nun Yud Vav Hey Vav. So I think it's an extra vav there. I'm not sure. But either way, it's Indian B'fnei Atzmo before Lahala, and a different topic we'll get to. Okay, fine. Either way, that's the Shem Hashem of Ayin Beis of 70. Two, and I'm just glancing at the bottom here. Let's go right now back inside the text. He says, "V'hu hamiloi shel shem havaya ba'olam ha'atzilus." We discussed in the past a long time ago when we were together that there are four different worlds called Abia. Abia is Aleph, Beis, Yud, Ayin. Aleph is Atzilus, the highest level. Beis is Bria. Yud is Yetira. And Ayin is Asiya, the lowest world. That's Abia. So Abia, Atzilus, the highest world, that's the 72 letter of Hashem. That represents that world of Atzilus. V'chiyusa, it's the life source, Nimshach, Me'os Yud Shel Havaya. Just want to mute someone here. It's a little bit noisy. Okay, there we go. So the way it works, the four worlds, it gets a little common. Maybe you should look in the tablets in the back here. But Atzilus, the Atzilus, the highest world, is the connected the letter Yud, and also it's connected the spelling of Havaya with the 72, Gematria 72. That's what we learned from here. I don't know where exactly this particular tablet is, this table, but take a look in the back. I'm sure there's somewhere that tells you Atzilus, all these different things. Okay, let's go weiter now. Oz Beis, the next Miloy. Miloy Hasheni. The second way to spell Hashem's name, Havaya, is Yudin V'Alfin, a combination. So this, I guess, addresses Sammy's question. You can combine them. Yud Hey Vav Hey, spelled Yud Vav Dalad, Hey Yud, Vav Aleph Vav, and Hey Yud. And that Gematria ends up being Misparo Ola Samach Gimel, ends up being a total of 63. Vihi miloi shel Hashem Havaya ba'olam habriya. That's the next level of Bria, which is Abia. Remember, Abia Beis, Bria is the second highest level. That's the sphere of Bina. Vichiyuso nimshach me'oz hei ilah shel Havaya. And gets its life source from the va, from the hei. I wish I had a tablet to show you guys what this all means. There's many different layers here. So I'm going to draw a virtual image. So those who are present and those who could pay attention here in the Zoom, that you have Atzilus as the top world. Now, Havaya, everything in Pnimius, there's always Klali and Prati. There's general and there's Prat. So, for example, in this during Sfiras Omer, the first week is Chesed. That's the cloud, the week of Chesed. But each day there's a Chesed Shebe Chesed, there's a Gvur Shebe Chesed, it's broken down, there's components, there are details. So, the overall cloud of Havaya, Yudke Vavke, so that big name, the Yud is connected Atzilus, Hey is connected Bria, Vav is connected Yetzira, and Hey is connected Atzilus, Siyah. Now, Beprat, individually, detailed, now Havaya is also broken down into small gematrias. So when you spell Havaya with 72, that is connected Atzilus. You spell Havaya in a way where the gematria is 63, it's connected Bria. And the next one's going to be connected Yetzira, and the next one's going to be connected Asiyah. So that's what means that the Yud is connected, the top one, the Hay is connected, the Bria, but that's the Klal Havaya. But then there's the, again, the particular details, how to spell Havaya to make the Gematria. Now also, in addition to that, this Klal, that Tzilis is connected Yud, we said, but it's also connected Chachma. Yud is Chachma. We've discussed this in the past. Hay is Bina. That's why Bria is connected Bina. Let's go to the next one now. The next one, Oz Gimel now. Milui HaShlishi, the third one, is who miloy alfin kazeh. It's spelling with alephs as yud hey vav hey yud vav dalet, hey aleph, vav aleph vav, and hey aleph. And that gematria is mispara ola mem hey, that gematria is 45. And who miloy shel shema vaya ba'olam hayitzira, that's the third level, which is connected tferes, yitzira and tferes. That's chayusa nimshach me'oz vav shavaya, that's the letter vav. So yud ke vav ke, the klal yud ke vav ke, while yud's connected at silas. Hey is connected Bria, Vav is connected Yetzira, which ends up being the gematria of Yehavaya, spelled with Alephs, which totals 45. Okay, we're good here? Okay, I know these are deep stuff. Okay, Os Dalet now. Os Dalet is Milei HaRevi, who Milei HaHein Kazeh, using Hays now as the spaces. Yud Hey Vav Hey, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Hey, Vav Vav, and Hey Hey. And that gematria is Misparo Ola Ben, which is a gematria 52. And that, as we should know by now, it's Hu Miloi Shel Shema Vaya Ba'olam Hasiya, the lowest world, which is also connected spheres Malchus, V'chiyusa Nimshach Me'oz Hei Tata Shavaya. Comes from the lowest Hei, the bottom Hei of Havaya. So again, this is deep stuff. Everyone's good right now? No? Okay, good. So let's keep going. Now further, this miloy nikres maras hamachpela. This last one of Havaya being spelled as 45, by the way, I'm low on battery, so we'll finish up in a couple minutes. So this miloy, this last one of 45, Nikres Maras Machpela. It's called Maras Machpela, as we know, that place where the avos are buried. Ki osioso kfulim shapashet gematria chavav v'chena miloi ola chavav. Here. So let's see. I told you, I apologize, I didn't come prepared for this one. One second here. Okay, I see. This last one, interesting, because if you look at the miloy is the same exact as a pasha. When you say the pasha always means the first letter. Yud hei vav hei, that's pasha. That's 26. But the additional letters, the miloys, are also the same exact masher, also 26. Meaning if you just take the vav of dalet of yud, that's also yud. Vav dalet is 6 and 4, that's 10. So the pashut is yud, and the mila is yud. The next letter, hey, spelled in this way, there's a hey is the pashut, and the mila is a hey, 5 and 5. And then vav is vav, vav, and hey is hey, everything's doubled. So it's called maras machpelet because it's double. Machpelet means to double. The zugos, the couples were buried there. That's why it's called maras machpelet. It's 26 as the pashut, plus the 26 of the hidden ones, and that gives you the total of 52. 26 times 2 is 52. That's where Ben comes from. And then we'll just do one more paragraph, and we'll stop here before my computer goes, and we'll continue after next week. Mirat Hashem, ve'ilu ha'arba shemos. These four names: Ayin Beis, Samach Gimel, Mem Hei Ben Nun. All these biyachad, 72 plus 63 plus 45 plus 52 is Ola Misparim Reish Lamed Beis. Totals 232. That's a very, very important number in many, many different areas. And Kiminyan Tevas Habracha. All bracha comes from these different miluim, from all them using them all together. And on the side here brings a whole slew of other places. You see Reish Lamed Beis, once you have that in your mind, you'll see it come up in many, many places. So that's what he writes, a number of remuzim there on the side. And then, Ukamin HaTevos Yehi Or, Ki Kishin Nismalin Kol Adal Tseirufi Havaya. When you combine all the lights of all the four different ways to write Hashem's name, Nasa Or L'chol B'nei Yisrael. It's going to be Yehi Or. That's how you bring the light about to B'nei Yisrael. V'shor HaBracha Afilu Bolam HaZen. You bring the bracha. Right? It's so important. The B'nei Saskha talks oftentimes, if you're not taught how to, do kavanah, I don't know kavanahs. If I see it in my siddur, I'll try to do the best I can. But kavanahs are so important. These miluim, we think it's like almost, it's out there. But the B'nai Sascha writes in a few places that, no, osios, letters, really actually cause things to happen. And he brings a beautiful raya, actually, from Baal Turim. Because it says that when Yaakov Avinu in Parshat Vayechi wanted to share with his brothers, with his children rather, the Shvatim, Achris Yom, what's going to be with Mashiach, when Mashiach will come, and then he was nistam, he lost the ability to share with him. So the Medrash says, maybe you have a chait. Maybe there's a sin. That's why you're not deserving to hear Mashiach. And they said, no, there's no chait amongst us. We didn't do anything wrong. Baal Turim says what he meant by no chait, not a chait as in Avera. If you look in the letters of all the Shvatim, you won't find the letters ches, you won't find the letters tes. And the Bnei Sascha says, you see from here, from the Baal Turim, that it's the osios that cause things. It's not like reality. The letters are reality. That's a person's name gives him his life source. That's his name. That's the shemos, the osios, gives everything its life source. Adam called something a shulchan, and it became a shulchan. He, by naming something, naming a person, a being, that's what gives it its strength, its light, and its koach. So osios are incredibly powerful. And let's just finish this paragraph now. Achein. Im ha'adam, chote chas v'shom, a person, rachman l'tzlan sinned. Azai pogim b'osios havaya, he's now messing up the letters of Hashem. Ach ein hapgam nogeh b'Hashem ba'atzma. You can't affect Hashem. He is untouchable, obviously. However, de'az yechas v'sham churban holamos. But you could affect the worlds. Rak hapgam hu b'hamiluim. Da'inu she'osios misroknin mimiluyin ve'enam yichon la'ashbiya. What happens is, yud hei vav hei are untouchable. But the vav dal of yud, the hey of hey, or the vav of vav and the hey of hey, those are touchable. You could break those off. If you break those stems off, then the hashpah can't come down. Those are the channels. So yud kei vav kei can be touched, but you could break the channels up. And if a person sins, he's breaking up the channels. Va'yidei ha'tshuva, by doing tshuva, mismalin ha'osios b'chazar, you're able to put the osios back in. V'zesh anu mispalin, that's what we daven, matimalei chalashemos, shepagamti b'shimcha gadol, that we are going to refill all the names of Hashem, b'miloi, fill in the extra letters after the different osios, in Shemos Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here. And Mirtz Hashem, we will continue with this next week on finishing up Hagdama Chav Gimel. Everyone have a good night. Great to see, I guess, the names here on the screen. And thanks for joining.